This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. After meetings Tuesday with Governor Jim Justice, leaders of teacher and service personnel unions say the work stoppage will end Thursday. Dave Mistich reports.
The announcement came at a news conference where Justice announced a 3% pay increase for all state employees this year, with an additional 2% for those who work in education, including teachers and service personnel. Justice says his tour this week around the state gave him a new perspective.
But maybe I was looking at it as what is the prudent thing to do and not necessarily looking at education as an investment. Well, so I went home and I thought a lot about it.
Justice proposed paying for the salary increases by adding $58 million to next fiscal year's revenue estimates. He cited expected increases in revenue by way of, in part, President Donald Trump's tax plan passed earlier this year and anticipated economic impact from last year's passage of the road bond referendum. As for a permanent fix to rising costs to the Public Employees Insurance Agency, Justice agreed to create a task force to study long-term solutions. Wednesday will serve as a cooling down period before teachers and service personnel return to the classroom Thursday. But union leaders like West Virginia Education Association President Dale Lee say nothing is final.
We're going to reserve the right. Our people may have to be called back out again. We have to see how the legislative process goes.
The governor said he's hopeful that legislators will get on board as he cut the press conference early to coach the Greenbrier East High School girls basketball team in a game against George Washington in Charleston. Senate President Mitch Carmichael said his chamber will take a hard look at the fiscal environment before agreeing to the salary increases.
And we're very troubled by the hasty nature in which the proposal was brought forth. And so I want to ensure the people of West Virginia that we won't react to hasty proposals, that we'll put a thoughtful evaluation on this.
House Democrats applauded the announcement and are calling for GOP leadership to take action. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich at the Capitol.
Higher education institutions across southern West Virginia are joining forces to invest in the region's economic development. The initiative began at Marshall University and spread to schools like Concord University in Mercer County. It's called the Alliance for the Economic Development of Southern West Virginia. Jessica Lilly recently sat down with Concord's president, Kendra Bogus, as well as the school's vice president of human resources, Dan Fitzpatrick, to talk about the initiative.
I think there's huge opportunity. And right now we're looking at the resources that we have on every campus. Once we identify those, I think we'll have a better idea of the kinds of things that we can do together. I think that things like in our area, after it was announced, the chamber in Princeton called and asked if I would come and speak about the Alliance. So I did, and afterwards a number of people at that meeting came to me and said, could you meet with us separately? We think there are some things that we could do here. And things that maybe the schools hadn't thought about earlier. But what if every time we had a graduation, we sent the names of the students who are graduating and their majors, and we sent them to all the local businesses among chambers in our areas? Then there's a real opportunity that more students would get jobs in the area and would stay here.
And are we talking about like workforce development kind of things, like as far as the training and meeting the needs that's in the community and things like that? Is that the kind of bridge that we're talking about?
It could be that, but it could also be things like our social work department working with the opioid crisis. So last year we had our first forum or conference about that brought people from around the state to discuss the challenges and the solutions and things that have worked in other places. And if we all get together, this is not a problem that's going to be solved by any one institution or any one group of people. But if you bring together educators and medical professionals and people who are affected by it, I think that we have a better chance of getting a hold of it and then finding resources to help solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Dr. Bogus, you were quoted before in saying that this could provide hope for communities and people in this region, which you said was so important. I wonder, what this might say, this initiative says to people who, young people who are saying, well, you know, I'd like to go to college, I'd like to do this, but I expect to move away. There's been a lot of talk. The hashtag, the struggle to stay, has been pretty popular across the state, and there's been a lot of conversation about it where people do want to stay. What do you think that this collaboration and this initiative says to those young people?
Well, I think it says that we are looking for solutions. Economic development is, of course, very difficult, and it's difficult in a region where the main industry has been either removed or harmed in the way that coal has been. So many, many jobs have left, and as they've left, population has gone down, and as that's been reduced, it's caused, you know, a lot of the social problems that we see left behind. We've got to reach out and find ways to solve that going forward. So this is one effort and one way that we can begin to address some of those challenges. The solution is, it's education in my mind. People have to have an education, and then they have to have a reason to stay. I'll just give you a little, I have a student that graduated recently, and she just could not wait to leave the area. I mean, I heard her sing that song for a long time, and she's in another state now. She's been gone about 2 months, and she's posting all kinds of things on Facebook. She is just desperately homesick. That's what happens to all of us when we leave home the first time, for sure. But if there were things here that they could do, and positions that they could take, and opportunities, they'd stay. People don't want to leave. They don't want to leave their homes and their families. And I think in a place like West Virginia, probably even less in many than many places where people normally do leave. So I think there's just stronger commitment to family and those values here than in many places, and we don't want to lose that.
What's the next step? What do you think? What should we look for, you think, when in the next step for this alliance? How can people follow this?
One of the exciting steps that's just taken place, we're working with a company called N3, and they have set up in the technology park in Charleston. And you ask about workforce development and the workforce development programs. Most of the time you see individuals seeking programs such as community colleges could offer. N3 is looking for four-year graduates. So you're talking about at least 100 jobs for college graduates. And that's the first contact, the first group that the Alliance has worked with. So we'll be working with the West Virginia Commerce Department. And as they identify leads, the Alliance will be working with those, working with the Commerce Department. Another key point of this is entrepreneurship. You know, it's not just you have to work for someone else, but you can create your own opportunities. So we hope to tap into that desire that we see many of our students have. Many of our students are planning to get a job and work, but their ultimate goal is to have a business for themselves. That's going to help us build sustainable communities, and that's really what it's all about. You know, we are not sustainable as we're currently established in Southern West Virginia. Something has to change, and the Alliance wants to be that force to bring that change about.
When you all were talking about resources and identifying the resources before with universities and colleges that are collaborating together and have agreed to partner, have certain things on campus like theater productions, or they have, you know, certain things that the community still can engage in, but they also have workshops and educational opportunities to help, meet some of the needs in the community. Is that kind of
That's
what it
part
is?
Part of it, but okay. You know, there's another part. I don't know if you know, our geography department just began to, we just have been able to acquire some drones. So they can map areas of the county and the areas around here and create the maps so people can see where usable land is. I mean, there are many, many, you know, experts that we have on every campus, in our social work department, in our art department, in our, you know, certainly in the social sciences, in the business department. Who do we have that can help with entrepreneurship? Well, you know, it might be across campus, but we have some people who have special expertise in that. And if a business is looking to come here and locate here, you know, do we know how to set up a business? Do we know how to, you know, do we have the resources, or are there enough nurses? Are there enough schools? They want to know all those things before they come here.
Sure.
So it's not just about getting the tax breaks when they move into a new state. They want to know that when they come here, their people will have what they need.
And certainly in rural communities, those resources are a lot of times very limited. So
we talked about hope to start with, and I believe that that is the key. We have hope. We have hope, and we believe things can be better. If we didn't believe that, we wouldn't be here. So we are we're hoping to help instill that hope that, yes, you can. You can stay here in Southern West Virginia. We can work together. We can make it better. We can improve the economics. We can improve the health care. We can improve the educational environment. We can, and we will. And it takes hope. It takes hope and a lot of hard work.
Absolutely.
That was Concord University's Vice President of Human Resources Policy and Planning, Dan Fitzpatrick, as well as President Kendra Bogus, speaking with reporter Jessica Lilly about the Alliance for Economic Development of Southern West Virginia. 10 higher education institutions are involved in the project. You can find a complete list on our website at wvpublic.org. In a small town in central Kentucky, a three-story house built in 1950 has a new life as The Hub, a center for entrepreneurs and 21st century job training. Rhonda Miller, a member of station WKYU, has the story.
It's Monday evening, the time every week when a few residents of Ohio County, Kentucky, gather at The Hub in the small town of Hartford for coding boot camp. Coding is a precise set of instructions that tells a computer what to do.
I have to enter something in every field, but I should be able to put something in there so that if I skip over a field, it still counts as a token somehow.
Cindy Sandifer goes over her progress in the computer programming language Java in a two-way video conference with instructor Patrick Toner of the Software Guild.
So what you'll do is you'll ask them to enter all of the fields.
Okay.
And you know how you're calling the setters?
Yes.
On the field.
The Software Guild has an office in Louisville, but this instructor is in Akron, Ohio. That's exactly the reason The Hub was created, to use 21st century technology to offer training and workspace with high-speed internet in this rural community. Sandifer has a degree in accounting and has been an office manager for a local business for 10 years. She says learning coding offers some security for the future.
My husband is employed as an underground coal miner, so his job is less than stable, obviously, so I wanted to have a skill set to be able to provide an income that is comparable to what he has, and this opportunity came up.
The vision for this type of training gained ground when Ohio County bought the building for $100,000. Chase Vincent is executive director of the Ohio County Economic Development Alliance. He says the building was renovated with a $100,000 rural development grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
They realized the challenges that rural communities face in economic development, and this scored very high on their rubric because, you know, it's sort of an innovative idea for a rural community. You know, instead of looking outside and trying to draw people in, we look back at ourselves and say, how do we fit in the 21st century economy?
Vincent says the county found a good partner in the Department of Agriculture.
I turned around after they gave us the renovation grant and applied for another one to do the coding boot camp and was awarded $99,000 to get that started.
That grant provides a rare opportunity for 8 county residents to take, at no cost to them, this $12,000 coding boot camp. They were chosen by the Software Guild from among 50 applicants who took an aptitude test. The 10-month boot camp began in November.
How you doing, Steve?
Doing all right.
The instructor is checking in with Steve Finch, who is a math teacher and a minister.
Ran into some trouble with the particularly unit test with a stateful code, but I think I'm past that. And then lambdas and streams I visited a while back, and they seem to make some sense, but I'm going to come back to them soon, and I expect I'll have a lot of questions over those.
These Ohio County residents are gaining skills that are in high demand. Scott Gormley is manager of information technology for the Intersect Group, an Atlanta staffing agency. He says coding boot camps are increasingly popular.
What I'm finding is, especially on the larger companies, they are more inclined to want to hire these individuals because they had such one-on-one training and tutoring to get up to speed on development, and they don't have a lot of bad habits from previous companies that companies have to overcome, so their code is very clean.
Another opportunity for Ohio County residents will be training to become a virtual assistant, someone who can manage an office remotely from home or from a business incubator like The Hub. In Bowling Green, I'm Rhonda Miller.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.